ready for this? Powder folks, let's gather around for the best sports talk in town. We got our hosts, Darren, Tim, and Chris. Baby, can't get better than this. Give out all the power rankings. Laugh at all the teams tanking. A lot of fun, a lot of surprise. Let's give it up for the guys in this league.
Yee-haw.
Word to your mother. And welcome back to another episode of the This League Fantasy Football Podcast. It's been a second, but we're back.
How are we doing?
You guys, some dynamic, hot football takes. Some fake football takes. I am your host, the proud manager of Team Fairlife, Chris Mitchum, along with my best friend, co-host for the evening, Tim Raider, manager of Close But No Jamar.
It is good to be back, everybody. Can't wait to talk some ball.
I looked, and the last time you heard from us was on September 11th, and it is now October 9th. So I do have to take the blame. I traveled. I got back from Europe a couple days ago.
All these traveling adults, young adults with no kids.
Aaron is currently traveling right now over in Greece. You want to know the biggest difference between mine and Aaron's travel, Tim?
Oh, I'm going to guess it has to do with colors.
I bought the premium telecom data package.
You had iMessages?
I had iMessages. It was blue. They were beautiful. I was doing reactions.
And wait, so Aaron also has iMessages?
Unless his iMessages are green and nasty. You know, I read an article. They intentionally make the green like an ugly color to try to like convince people.
Yeah, get the N-words out of here.
It is gross. In all seriousness, Aaron, hope you're having fun. Safe travels back. But it's just the two of us. Just the two of us. This week, talking to some ball. And we have a lot of ball to catch up on. We are going to go through the fastest week 2 through 5 review you ever heard. And then we have a power rankings for you. We were able to get some input from the league for your latest power rankings. And of course, we have the This League Guarantee coming your way before we get into a week 6 preview. Drink of the week, I have nothing. I tell you what, like, there's some weeks where we're like, oh, just start the pod and we'll start talking. This is really one of those weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just, we're here.
Got me some nice H2O over here, like I said. You know, just trying to keep the voice going after a week of fighting the kids' colds and all the good stuff.
There's a decent chance you're going to hear a beer snap open at some point on this pod from me. But until then, Tim, we have four weeks of football to cover in about 20 minutes. Are you ready, sir?
Let's do it.
Last time we heard from you, it was at the end of week 1. Your 1-0 teams were happy. Your 0-1 teams were sad. But now here we are going into week 6. What we're going to do here is we will quickly run through the results of week 5, and then we will run through the standings, give you an idea of where the league is, who's performing well, who's not performing so well, and then we'll each give you some of our biggest takeaways from the first few weeks. Does that sound good, Mr. Raider?
I am so ready for it.
All right, well, let's jump into week 5. You had a 2-2 Team Fairlife taking on a 2-2 Team Uninspired Youth, and Anthony's team comes out on top 182 to 118.
Anthony's only week 5, bro. Chill.
The highest. Chill. Actually, I looked. I think he was 10 points away from breaking into the top 10 all-time
weekly
scores of this league. Congratulations to Anthony. He moves to 3-2. I fall to 2-3. We also had Close But No Jamar and Tim win an absolute barn burner, 108-98 over the Red Rocket. Tim goes to 4-1, Clayton to 2-3. Our next game, it was a high-scoring affair. Sun God Squad and Aaron, 154. Hayden, 171.
Look at all these points, guys.
Goodness. Hayden moves to a beautiful 5-0. Aaron falls to 1-4. He cannot catch a break right now. The next matchup was Bruce Lightning getting his first dub of the year, putting up a nice 143, taking down the monster, the Demon Spawn, Stretch, and Walker, I hardly know her, who put up a respectable 138. He falls to 2-3. And your last game was Mount Passmore putting up 120, taken down and Jigbas and Paris and Dawn. Steven improves to 3-2. Dawn falls to 2-3. If the playoffs were to begin today, ladies and gentlemen, your top seeds would be the undefeated Hayden and Into Infinity Benjian sitting on top of the Chipotle division. And Tim Raider.
Somehow.
Close but no Jamar.
Don't even get me started.
Chilling on top of Qdoba.
We're going to look back on this when I go 4-13. And
at
we're
4-1 would be the 2 seed.
We're going to laugh.
If the season were to end today. In the playoffs would be Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth there at the 2 seed. Anthony with the second highest points scored in the league. At the 3 seed, it would be Mount Passmore and Steven at 3-2. At the 4 seed, it would be your boy, Team Fairlife, at 648 total points scored. And your, where am I? 5th seed? Yes. The 5th seed would be Stretch.
Yeah, 3 through 6.
Yep. And Walker, I hardly know, we're at 642. And then it would be...
I think we just got off numbers.
Me and Steven, numbers are and then hard. Stretch and Anthony. Yeah. You're your playoff team.
There right you go.
There. So, there you have it. There is a quick little snapshot rather than us going week by week. Tim, it's been about a month now. We are... 5 games into the season, getting ready to start our 6th one. What is your biggest takeaway so far in this league season?
Well, biggest takeaway for me, and we were talking right before we hopped on this podcast, as we were doing our power rankings, I can still make a case for all 10 teams to easily make the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Easily. I'm talking like the 1-4 Zach, all the way up to the 5-0 Hayden, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like all 10 teams, this is the most parity we've had since year one. You could argue surprising, not surprising, but a huge takeaway. There's a lot of teams putting up points this year. We don't have a typical, you know, booty team putting up 70 to 80 points a week.
I would say like Hayden, I would justifiably so. I mean, undefeated, highest points scorer in the league. He's probably in his own tier right now. And then that second tier, man. I mean, I think Anthony's in there. I think, despite your points for, I still think you're in there.
Yeah,
I think you got to put Stretch in there. I put myself in there. Steven standing there at 3-2 being like, hey, I should be in there. We still like the Red Rocket. Like,
if he gets healthy, we like that. I mean,
rather there being like 4 distinct tiers, like there usually is every year of, you know, your poopy teams and then your... playoff fringe teams,
yeah,
and then your solid playoff teams, and then the favorites. I would say there's like 2 or 3 this year.
Yeah. I would agree too.
Very even.
I'm sure we'll break it down more in power rankings, but yeah, that's the biggest takeaway for me.
Absolutely. My biggest takeaway, I mean, we got to give him his flowers, ladies and gentlemen.
Go, Hayden, buddy, go.
And Tua Infinity and Bijan sitting at the top. 5-0, 776 points for. Sheesh. That is 46 more points than the closest person behind him. I mean, he's out here cooking, and you just run down the lineup. Patrick Mahomes is his weakest point right now. And if you didn't know, Patrick Mahomes is currently the QB2.
Been balling.
In football.
It's crazy.
So when that is the weakest part of your lineup, you're doing pretty well. Obviously, we knew Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs were going to do great. We knew Puka was going to be great, but we didn't think he was going to be the number one overall player.
By far.
Period.
Yeah.
In fantasy football, regardless of position. The number one player, Puka Nacua. Jalen Waddle, I mean, he's starting him right now, but you have just a combination of options you could play. Kind of an embarrassment of riches for Hayden at this point. You could choose from any of the following to fill out that last receiver spot and the 2 flex spots. I mean, you have a banged up, nasty old-looking Derrick Henry that can't break into your lineup. You have the RB11, seemingly a revived Travis Etienne, not breaking into your lineup. Ricky Pearsall, when he plays, I think before he got injured, the last couple games he was leading the league in receiving yards.
That's crazy.
For the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, and then like I said, he's starting right now, Deebo Samuel, a wide receiver number 8, like everybody expected.
Everybody's popping.
Quentin Johnston.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know, brother. I don't know where he came from. You have the number 1 overall tight end, Jake Ferguson.
Man. Hey, it's week 6. It's okay. It's early, brother.
You just got to give this man his flowers. You got to give the man his flowers, all right?
I think that was my week 1 overreaction. I think I said he was going to the chip.
I think it was too. Yeah. So, it pains me to say, Hayden, you know, I feel like Hayden's always been good. He's never had like a bummy season, you know. He's always been hovering there.
I mean, just those young running backs just have propped him up for years to always be at least in that like fringe category. Mm-hmm. But he's never been like kind of like how I spent last year with the target on my back. Like, this is his year of the targets on his back.
Yeah, I feel that. So that's my biggest takeaway. I think we have to give Hayden his flowers. This was your time. Enjoy it. Like Tim said, it's only week 6. I was telling him not to like shout out my own team, but I feel like I did this a lot. Like, I would always start off hot and then I would just be sad and die at the end. Not saying that's what it's going to happen to you, Hayden. You have a lot of stuff going for you. So best of luck to you. Tim mentioned it earlier, but we are now going to get into the latest round of power rankings. You heard the standings. You heard our biggest takeaways. How do we rank these teams? Let's find out right now.
Power rankings.
Forgot to mention, we do have Thursday Night Football going on in our background here. The New York Giants hanging with the Philadelphia Eagles in the red zone on the 5-yard line right now. 13-17, about to be halftime here. So if you hear us comment anything about real life football, that's probably
it's that 89 again. Who's that?
Did you figure out who that is?
No, I have no clue.
If somebody can tell me who 89 is, I'm guessing a receiver. He's too small to be a tight end.
Yeah, he's got to be a receiver. It's just anybody but Scatabo, bro. No, Aaron, go away.
That's one we should have had Emily try to pronounce.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Scatibu. Sorry, Tim.
This guy's like, whatever.
He's not even that good.
He's going to last like 4 more weeks, and then he's going to be like, he's going to have to go to home.
He's just angry.
From brain injury.
Yeah, I know. He's really, really onset TDE, CT.
So. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into these.
What were
power
we saying?
So we were able to get some input from some folks. Obviously, Tim and I relayed our quote unquote expertise. That's what you want to call it, to give you the week 6 power ranking. So, Tim, go ahead and go through them all. I'll try to refrain from reacting positively or negatively, and then we can talk about it at the end.
Well, as you know, we will start at the bottom where we've got a new floor, number 10. We talked earlier, it doesn't feel right to do this to this guy's team, but by way of rankings and the way things have gone, as of the second, number 10 is Breece Lightning. But I tell you what, you know, Rashee Rice sitting there coming back next week.
I still believe in Travion. I still believe.
He's going to
like
break
it's
out.
Eventually.
And then, you know, Braylon Allen going down. So Breece Hall, whether he's a Jet or goes somewhere else, like he's looking. He's kind of like a, I don't know, what's your opinion? At one point, Breece Hall was like a top 3
hottest
running
yeah.
back in Dynasty Fantasy Football. I view him more as like a running back 2 with upside. Kind of in the 10 to 14 range.
Yeah. At the beginning of the year, I think people were crapping on him too much.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking redraft leagues. He's not going to like the 7th round.
Right.
Like, I get it. The Jets aren't going to be great. Justin Fields is good every other game. But you still had what I saw to be a definitive RB1 who's going to get carries and who has talent. Like, 2 years ago, the whole thing was Breece Hall is so good. He's so good. And then, like, I don't really know what happened. That the narrative all of a sudden pivoted to like, oh, this guy's trash. And even if he does get opportunity, he's going to suck. Like, I obviously his value has gone down, but I thought the chorus against him before the season was a little too much. I think like you, I still view him as, I would say, like a low end RB1, high end RB2.
Right. At number 9, familiar to the floor, but honestly kind of feisty. You know, getting some work, getting some points put up this year. And Jigba's in Paris sitting
at
2-3.
Gosh, but I knew Jason was going to be good, but I didn't think he was going to be this good.
I don't know that anybody thought he'd be that good. You know, sitting there, points 4 is still, I think, 2nd from the bottom in the league. But from where Don came, he's come a long way. Again, you know, we're not seeing any 60, 70 point games from him. I mean, I think he's put up like 110, 120 the last couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, he's formidable. And Tucker Tyler. I don't know how I can do it. Tucker Kraft.
Whew,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. been a little banged up since then. But number eight, and this is where, like, oh, man, go back to week one power rankings.
Oh, is this, are you going to say what I think you're going to say?
Our number one.
Oh, no.
Clayton and the Red Rocket.
Oh, no. Clayton. What happened?
How the mighty fall.
Hey, what happened?
I mean, it's what you get. You're sitting 2-3. What I say, fourth up on points, 4 in the league.
Yeah.
So, you know, would that be number 10? So 7.
Yeah.
7th in points, 4. Not really, like, points against getting put up against him. He's 2nd in points against. So, like, teams aren't going off on him. He's just unable to score right now.
Yeah.
Happens with injury, right? Like, we're starting Bashel Tootin. Brock Bowers missed the last couple weeks with injury. So, against me, he was, like, starting nobodies last week. Burrow out on IR. Nico Collins, you know, maybe a big disappointment for him. He's a wide receiver. What on the year?
Actually, you have it pulled up?
Yeah.
Man, I was actually about to look. I don't know. I loved Nico Collins before this year.
Dude, I would guess, I sent the wide receiver house for him last year.
Wide receiver 19.
Spot freaking on, really? Dude. Yeah.
Let's go.
Wide receiver 19. This is a guy that, like, preseason, everybody would have said top five easily.
Top five, absolutely.
Easily top five. Drake London hasn't been it this year. Bucky Irving's been hurt. So it's just a lot of, like, I mean, and then, wait, hang on real quick. Can we poo-poo on BTJ real quick?
Oh, yeah, we can. What a bum.
That's how we left you in week one. We were just talking 40? Down.
Oh, I didn't even know it was that bad.
This guy, look, he's running out there. He's just like, does he even care? And
what a bum.
I think I saw this tweet. I'm probably going to misquote it a little bit. But I think last year with Trevor Lawrence, he was like the wide receiver 28 through 10 games. And then in the last 7 or 8 with Mac Jones, he was like the wide receiver 2. So that's how he ended the season at the wide receiver 4. So he and T-Law just have never really had a great connection. So, like, he might have been, like we said, overrated. So, again, just the guy's just not living up to expectations on this team. So
very, very disappointing.
A big fall from grace. Could be an overreaction.
I'm trying to see if I can play our newest drop while I'm recording still. To describe BTJ's season.
Brian Thomas Jr.?
I don't think I can because I'm currently... You know what? I'll edit it in. Let me... Right here, Chris. Edit the sound in right here.
Add it.
Yeah, you guys are going to love it.
Brian Thomas Jr.?
We worked with Tim's wife, Emily, to make their newest and greatest drop, and it's going to be amazing. So you just heard it because I'm going to edit it when I go back in.
Dude, that was so funny. That was great.
Thanks. But that's how we describe Brian Thomas Jr.
That's right. Like,
he sucks.
Man, yeah, it's just... It's just ugly right now. And you know, we still got some young pieces we like here, but it's just ugly right now. Mm-hmm. At number 7, you got, who was your number 2 in the week 1 power rankings?
Was it you?
Me.
Yay.
Oh.
How we feel about that? This is your chance, Tim. How we feel about that?
It's appropriate.
Ooh.
I put myself at...
You're 4-1.
I put myself at number 7.
Where did I put you? Not that low.
You had me at 6.
Okay. You're 4-1. That's
still pretty low. Dog, I got the...
As I'm looking at Juwan Johnson and Malik Washington in your flex. Oh.
I got the... I'm like 6 in points scored. Dead last in points against. Yeah, I got my defense this year. It's solid.
I'll say it for you so you don't have to. Najee Harris, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Juwan Jennings. I'll still throw Chris Godwin in there.
I'll throw Ja'Marr Chase in there.
Aaron Jones. Like, you've just, I mean, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase with Burrow, basically. Like, you've just been getting murked out here, man. Like, you've been getting murked. And it's noticeable.
It's noticeable. So fun. So fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited for you to go through my roster.
Yeah.
In the this week preview.
Emily's new drop's going to get a workout.
It's so fun. Okay, yeah. So, you know, 1-2 becomes 7-8, but that's the life in fantasy football.
That's right. It's a long season.
You know, fantasy football, it's a thing that we love, right? We love to hate it. We hate to love it. Mm-hmm. And when you're good, it's a lot of fun.
It really does dictate my mood for the week.
And I'm not good right now.
4-1. 4-1.
Number 6. You've got the 2-1-4 1-4 Sun God Squad sitting pretty, one spot above me, the 4-1 team.
Look at that.
Quite a disparity in our power rankings experts. I myself put them lower, but once I got through like the first kind of like 5-6 teams, I had to start playing a little bit with just like your record is your record. Mm-hmm. You win who you win. So I have him down at 9, but if you gunned in my head, like I don't believe that he's 9. Like,
holy moly.
Like his team's good. His team's solid. He, you know, Amari and Hampton going down with injury hurts. Ladd McConkey being just trash this year, that hurts. But when you're looking at Amon Ra, well, you want to say anything about AJ Brown real quick, like again?
I mean, he's
been okay.
Are you asking like my opinion on him?
Yeah.
I'd still consider him a weekly starter. It's 6 weeks, and I mean, like I said, we're at halftime right now, and he's 5 for 73, which I think Aaron would take that if the game were to just end right now. But I don't know, but just how consistent he's been. I've always been big on the train of just put on a blindfold and start your studs kind of thing.
Yeah, he's got 3 top 12 wide receivers, and you know, before the season, nobody would have put Rome Odunze nor Amika Ibuka in the top 12.
Holy Ibuka.
You know, Amon-Ra is number 2, Ibuka is number 3, and
Odunze
is number 12. So all that going on, and we're still sitting at 1-4. So I had to do a little bit of lineup. You got him up at 5, which I can respect. Like I said, there's arguments for all these teams. There's a lot of parity here. So I can jive with it. Number 5.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. We have the 3-2. Steven in Mount Passmore.
All right.
Also known as the Jonathan Taylors.
Holy moly.
The running Jonathan Taylors.
Gosh.
Going up and down the lineup, like, you know, it's got the name power, Ashton Jeanty. He's got the Chase Brown. He's got the DK Metcalf.
Chase Brown sucks.
But like if you look at the details of these guys, like DK Metcalf's wide receiver 24. Chase Brown is running back 32. Ashton Jeanty is number 12. But then Jonathan Taylor is number 2. He's just carrying the team, and a little bit of Herbo bounce back as being a top 10 quarterback has really helped him out here. So,
and I do really think the return of Jordan Addison, first 2 games back, he's been solid wide receiver 2 numbers, catching touchdowns. Yeah. Like
I think 3-2 with, you know, George Kittle went out what, week 1, I think. So like, yeah, like he's been doing this without arguably the tight end 1.
And
so
he had the 1 week of Trey Benson.
Yeah. That was, oh, fun. Man. That was cool. Fun. So sitting there at 5. All right. We've got a tie at number 3. So there's no 4. We're going to have a tie at number 3.
All right.
Between the 2 most lovey-dovey guys in this league, Chris and Stretch.
Don't associate me with that man.
Walker, hardly know her.
Boo.
Team Fairlife, tied for 3rd in the power rankings. Walker, hardly know her, 2-3. Team Fairlife, 2-3. But, you know, we ran through the points for her. These guys are, you know, well above middle of the pack in it. They're just getting their butts handed to them, and everybody's going off against them, so won't be surprised to see a little bit of luck shift the other way for these guys.
I don't know why my PA starts with a 7 and everybody else starts with 6 or 5.
Shh.
I don't know why that's a...
It's going to be okay.
That's there.
It's just... What, do you need another new drop here? It's just fake.
Yeah, it's just fake football.
Yeah, it's okay, buddy.
Fake football, it's not real.
Yeah, I'll put the new drop. We got 2 new drops. I forgot how that one goes, but I'm sure it's hilarious.
So I don't have much else to add here. You know, it's been kind of ho-hum. You know, Malik Nabers going down really puts a damper on your season with like the elite upside. Dalton Kincaid's been a surprising good start. James Cook has done what he did last year and nobody thought he could repeat. Michael Pittman's been arguably a surprise wide receiver. Do you know?
13, yeah. Baby. I called it. Come on.
Somehow, yeah, the quarterback won, you know, the stallion himself, Josh Allen. Kyren Williams is still scoring. Devon Achane's getting like 50 freaking dump offs a game.
Sure
so
is.
There's a lot of guys scoring points here, even though there's been also some disappointing pieces. Your team started the year with a decent amount of depth, and that shows right now where you're allowed to have some disappointing pieces, some injuries, and you're still top three in the power rankings, as opposed to me who fell to number seven.
Nice.
At number two, Team Uninspired Youth.
He's still getting it done, man.
Still the four still horsemen.
Still getting it done.
The four horsemen of Team Uninspired Youth just...
Oh, God.
Well, I guess three since Lamar Jackson's out, but...
Rico Dowdle's so good, just like we all thought he would be.
That's right. Keenan Allen, he picks up Darren Waller off the freaking rap streets. Rico Dowdle.
Yeah, right.
Rashad White, Stephon Diggs. Like, these are all names that you thought would be on a top two team, right?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Did I say Keenan Allen? Like, yeah, like.
Yeah. Even Stephon Diggs. I mean, you said that, but.
Chuba Hubbard. Yeah, right. Like, Diggs was like, sure, he's kind of past his prime. Like, okay, whatever. But he's been pretty solid lately. Ramondre, they just can't bench him. So he's playable. Again, just like Travis Kelce's older. Lamar Jackson's banged up. Joe Mixon is just like a complete no-show. Like, what happened there?
Like I said, Anthony just puts his head down on the back of running back one, Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Just keeps going.
That's crazy, man. So congrats to Anthony. And then that leaves, we've already kind of given him his flowers. But take a lap. Tua Infinity and Bijan Hayden. 5-0. Looking like just putting a beat down on everybody.
He's a wagon, bro.
Yeah, so clear number one in the power rankings. Congrats, bro. I don't got nothing else to add. We kind of already hit them all.
Did you know that in week three, Christian McCaffrey had 17 carries and 15 targets? I'm just looking at Christian McCaffrey's stat.
It's just like Alvin Kamara of old.
It's insane. I know. All right, well, that was your power rankings for this week. Tim, run through them one more time quickly.
It's good to be back. And again, I'm sorry for doing this because I don't know that I agree, but Zach, number 10
Zach
at the bottom.
Zach is the best 10 seed we've ever had.
I would agree with that.
Zach is the best 10 seed we've ever had.
Yeah, we're not dogging on him by putting him in 10.
Right.
9 in Jigba's in Paris. 8, the Red Rocket. And 7, the close but no Jamar. So it was 1 and 2 just a couple weeks ago. good stuff. 6, the Sun God Squad. 5, Mount Passmore. Tied for 3, Walker Hardly Nowhere in Team Fairlife. 2, Team Uninspired Youth. And 1, Twin Infinity and Bijan.
Let us know your thoughts on that. And before now, we will go to the This League Guarantee.
The This League Guarantee. Oh,
yeah. We may only have 2 people on the pod this week, but we are still giving you a nice, juicy, layered This League guarantee for you this week. What we decided to do was we each picked a spread, and then we each picked an anytime touchdown scores, because we all know Tim loves his touchdown scores.
That's right.
All right. So we will go ahead and parlay those for you together, because we're going to guarantee this one hits. I feel really good about this one this week.
It's good to be back,
Tim. So I'll throw it over to you. Do you want to start with your spread? Do you want to start with your touchdown score?
We will do the spread first.
All right.
So this week I am picking, it's the one everybody's saying, what the heck's going on? How is this the line? The Chiefs just lost to the Jaguars.
Right, they're trash.
I'm taking the Lions +2.5. I think the Lions are a legit Super Bowl contender, and I think the Chiefs have just fallen off. If Rashi Rice was coming back, I would say yes, but he's got one more week out, so I just don't see it.
It was funny, while we were making this, I picked a different spread, but while we were doing this, I saw this spread, I was like, how is this a thing? And then Tim showed me his phone, and that's the spread that he picked.
Yeah,
what does Vegas know? They know something. This happens like I feel like once or twice a year.
Or they're just trying to make us spread. They're trying to just like, make us think that something's up.
What's up? Like, is there any like injuries?
What's
Detroit?
Going on?
Did Detroit not just put up like 42 straight games or something that I don't know about? Or
crazy.
Like, is Jameson Williams hurt? You know, is that why the spread? Jameson Williams, I wish you were better. All right. Detroit Lions plus 2.5. I'll go ahead and do my spread. Call me a homer if you want.
Go Colts.
I am taking your Indianapolis Colts minus 7.5 against the Arizona Cardinals.
At home.
At home. Kyler Murray, as of this recording, did not practice on Thursday, has not practiced all week. At this point, you would think he's starting to maybe trend towards not playing. So enter Jacoby Brissett, potentially starting for the Arizona Cardinals.
Revenge game.
Revenge game. True. Even though we would
cheer, yeah, he was crazy. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, I don't think you can apply the revenge game narrative if it's like a happy return.
Yeah, left on good terms. Right. And yeah,
I don't think you can apply it there.
Gave us 2 weeks notice.
But listen, I know the Cardinals are 2-3, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
But their two wins came against the Saints and another bad team. I can't think. I think the Raiders, maybe. Bad juju there. They just let a huge lead go against the Titans last week. And the opposite with the Colts, I feel like. This is the most, I feel like, consistent. Like, I feel like the Colts are a machine right now.
It's been wild.
Like, which it's like...
Well-oiled.
Yeah, you don't make mistakes. You give it to Jonathan Taylor. You hit Pittman on the on the slant. Josh Downs, and you need a first down. Tyler Warren up the middle.
Alec Pierce is coming back from his concussion.
Alec Pierce is coming out. And Daniel Jones is just not making mistakes. And whenever you're playing that team against a team like the Cardinals, who are just prone to mistakes right now, like tipping the ball up into an interception and then you fumble and the other team recovers in their own end zone kind of thing. Like, I feel like you have two very different philosophies and teams right now. The Colts are solid, well run. The Cardinals are just not. So cross country trip to Indianapolis, 1 o'clock game. I'm taking Colts minus 7.5. I think we stopped Colts. These guys. All right. So I'll throw it over to you, Tim, your anytime touchdown score.
Anytime touchdowns, kind of a doozy. Makes a lot of sense. I'll just leave it at that. Javonte Williams, the resurgent.
Nice.
Javonte Williams against the Carolina Panthers. Their defense is still hapless against the run. And the Cowboys' defense is bad, too. So I think there's going to be, 50, 55, 60 points in this game. So Javonte is going to get a teddy.
I like that. I have very similar reasoning for mine. I'm also taking a running back that tends to fall into the end zone every single game playing a very bad team. I am going with Kyren Williams anytime touchdown scorer against the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens recently have forgotten how to play football. Kyle Hamilton's been out. Roquan Smith's been out. Their defense has been trash. And Matthew Stafford has been boogieing. So I'm not saying that Kyren's going to run for 150 yards, but I'm saying Matthew Stafford and that offense is probably going to go down at the one multiple times.
Yeah, he's going to score.
And that's where Kyren cooks. So Kyren Williams, anytime touchdown scorer, is my selection. Go ahead and parlay that with a Javonte Williams, anytime touchdown scorer, the Detroit Lions plus 2.5. Come on, Vegas. And your Indianapolis Colts minus 7.5. Tim, what's that get us?
We're looking at plus 721.
Oh, money, 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 money.
Been a couple weeks. We haven't been giving you any guarantees while the guys have been traveling. So just throw a little lunch money. $10 to get 82. Like, there's some gambling money for a few weeks.
That's right. That's true. Yeah. You know what? We'll be humble and say maybe don't throw your rent on this one, even though I'm pretty confident it's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, it's guaranteed.
But hey, build some trust. Throw $5 on it. Get you two or three Chipotle burritos out of that. Go crazy. And that was your This League guarantee for this week. Go ahead and tail it. Enjoy your money because we guarantee it. Let's get into the week 6 preview. Nice. Crazy thing about taking a month off of potting is we totally skipped the part of the season where it's like, it's still early. Who knows what could happen to now? We are just at the time of attrition. It is a war of attrition out there. Dudes are falling. You don't know who you're going to start. Teams are changing. Defenses that we thought we were going to be good are bad. And injuries. Vice versa. Injuries upon injuries upon injuries. This is the dog days of fantasy right here, where it's just week by week. Play whoever's going to score you the most points. It may not be sexy, but you have to go through it and you have to grind. So we are here in week 6. We are going to go through each matchup, and we will start with a matchup that's pretty much already underway. And we were talking about Tim and close but no Jamar.
What's up?
Coming in at 4-1, taking on Aaron and the Sun God Squad at 1-4. At this very moment, we are we got 13 minutes in the third quarter of the Eagles and Giants. The Giants, surprisingly, up 3. Sleeper has Aaron with a 73% chance of victory here. Again, that is the 1-4 Sun God Squad having a 73% chance of victory.
Yeah, that's all you got to say.
Close but no Jamar. And I'm sure as we go through these lineups, you will soon see why. I will start with Tim. He has Jalen Hurts currently cooking pretty good with 19 points. Again, he has basically a whole other quarter of football to go.
Who wants him?
There you go. Saquon Barkley doing his thing, 8 for 56. Not maybe as involved as you want to, but
Need a couple receptions.
And then, of course, for Tim, I mean, Jamar Chase is still there.
Oh, yeah.
How we feel about old Joe coming in? Joe Flacco.
I don't think it could get worse than Browning. At least Flacco's got a cannon of an arm. That's the one thing that, like, he's gotten older. He's not as mobile, but he'll still sling it.
Yeah.
And he's got literally nothing to lose. So why not just give Chase like 6 to 7 like deep bombs, and just see what happens?
Yeah.
So like I'm obviously not just like, oh wow, Jamar Chase is back, but like I'm like a little like 3%, like 3 out of 10 excited. Versus
still
1 out of 10
wide receiver 9.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you saw last week like how and why you still play him, right? He had a 64-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter, and then a 15-yard touchdown, and like he could still get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Tim's still rocking the Sam Laporta. And then, I mean, the rest of Tim's lineup, right? You got CeeDee. He's not practicing Thursday. Well, I mean, you know, obviously you have Tyreek. Well, he snapped his leg.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, prime time, Chris Godwin, you know, he's coming back. He didn't practice Thursday. You know, Jordan Mason, obviously with Aaron Jones being.
Oh, they're on bye.
He's on bye. So what's that mean, Tim?
Juwan Jennings? Oh,
we are now cooking. Kendre Miller.
Let's go.
In that RB2 spot against maybe the best run defense in football.
Hey, Kamara didn't practice. He's got a little boo-boo on his ankle.
Oh, no. I mean, that's true. Honestly, if he does get 20 carries, he could be good. But again, you don't like that New England defense going up against that, who just shut James Cook down last week.
I got to at least like try to be excited, right? Like, it's so ugly.
Hey, you know what? We can get excited over your wide receiver, too. Isaiah Bond.
Who?
Nasty.
The rookie wide receiver out of Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
Finished his top finish in his career was wide receiver 42.
I think I might deserve to be 10 in the power rankings. Put me below. I'm gonna
don't
go. Back
go don't worry. We hit to your flex, and we got Juwan Johnson, who I do think people are like skimping out on a little too early. Like he's been banged up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's tough to run on New England, but you can't throw on them. So Juwan Johnson could be good. And then, of course, I mean, hey, we got Malik Washington.
Nasty.
Oh my gosh.
You know, he was wide receiver 50 in week 2 at one time. So
I think last week he had 4 catches for 0 yards.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, that's Tim's side. Currently projected for 104 points.
That's not a lot.
We can quickly run through Aaron's side here.
Yeah, Aaron's got some good matchups. He's got in tonight's game, Scadabo's got the touchdown. You heard in my live reaction.
Scabibu.
A.J. Brown's, you know, 5 for 73. You know, I think a touchdown from A.J. Brown would just about put me out of my misery. Dak Prescott, you can argue the Carolina Panthers are a team that you get up and just run on them, but the Cowboys defense is so bad. Like I said earlier, it might just be a shootout.
Very well.
So it could be a lot of freaking points out of Dak this week. Bill, breakout game, RB5 last week.
That's what the streets are saying.
RB5 last week. He's got 4 touchdowns on the year.
Yeah, and then you play
Sunday Night Football.
A bad Bears run defense. Prime time.
Monday Night Football.
Time to announce yourself to the world, man. This could be the week.
I'm scared of Bill here. You got Amika Igbuka again, no Mike Evans. Chris Godwin not practicing. No Bucky. So he's like the entire offense.
It's Igbuka's world. We're just living in it.
Yeah. You got, you know, Kyle Pitts.
He's so young, Tim.
And the flex, Rome Odunze, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Goodness.
And the Packers defense against my hapless Joe Flacco's. Go Flacco. Yeah, not a lot of lineup decisions here. And Aaron is, he's probably going to spank me, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I'm picking Aaron this week.
100%. Yeah, we can move on, dude. There's not much else to say.
All right, but hey, 4-2 is a lot better than 2-4.
That's right.
You know, so I'll take that anytime. Let's move on to our next matchup. This one's juicy. I mean, the good thing about the league being the way it is that every matchup's pretty solid, right? Jackson Dart going 89. Deep to the random 89 guy.
Ooh, Humphrey?
Marlon Humphrey?
Lil Jordan?
Remember
Lil Jordan?
Lil Jordan Humphrey?
All right, I'll actually Google it while you talk.
Okay. Well, setting this matchup up, you know, you're looking at two teams towards the bottom of the power rankings, but this could be very fascinating. We already said it. The best 10 seed, or the best 10th team in the power rankings this league has ever seen, the Breece Lightning, taking on the Red Rocket. And Clayton, Zach coming into this one at 1-4. Clayton coming into this one at 2-3. As of this recording, Sleeper giving Zach a 53% chance of victory. And I can go ahead and run down Zach's lineup here. Jaden Daniels, his new toy, hasn't set the world on fire like you would hope you trade a first for a quarterback would.
Been banged up.
Been a little banged up. He hasn't been horrendous. You know, he hasn't finished outside the top 20 at quarterbacks or anything, but he also hasn't finished inside the top 12 at quarterback. So I think that's important to monitor, but you expect him to have a pretty good game against the Bears. And then, of course, Breece Hall. We already talked about him. Put some respect on his name. He gets a tough Denver defense this week. And pair him with Javonte Williams. Do you know what rank Javonte Williams is this year?
I mean, he's just scoring points and touchdowns. I'm going to guess 5-6.
It's RB3.
Three. Wow. Man. Good for him.
Is there anybody that likes
I'm so
that
happy
this
for
podcast?
Him.
I know.
I love Javonte Williams.
We love. I'll give him a
love. Yes.
Absolutely. We do love Javonte Williams on this podcast. Marvin Harrison Jr. The conundrum of Marvin Harrison Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Pair him with Tet McMillan. Nice young wide receiver core there.
We like Tet.
David Njoku at tight end, rounding out his flexes with Hassan Haskins. So he's rolling the San Diego. Wow.
Superchargers.
He is rolling the Los Angeles Chargers.
I didn't even catch it, dude.
Yeah, it still rolls off the tongue.
They're in San Diego forever.
Bring back the baby blues.
Yeah.
He's rolling the Los Angeles Chargers running back backfield dice. I think a lot of people were between Kamani Vidal and Hassan Haskins. Zach's laying it down. Haskins is in the lineup paired with Coleman.
Nobody's picked up Haskins or Vidal.
Really?
He's literally, it's been two days of waivers, not a single $0 bid.
Wow. I mean, hey, you know, you got people on people's bench, you know, like Tyquan Thornton.
Tyquan Thornton's been pretty solid.
He has been just catching touchdowns.
Anyway, he's been pretty catching strays right here.
He is. That is Zach's lineup. No real injuries or bye weeks he's having to worry about. So Tim mentioned it earlier. We are 1 week away from the return of Rashi Rice. So I'm sure he is looking forward to that.
Yeah, he's got to be smacking his lips.
And I'm sure Zach is anxiously waiting for the breakout game from Travion Henderson to come. Do you start Travion Henderson over one of Keon Coleman, Hassan Haskins?
You're 1-4. I like the Haskins play. Right. Like, what if he gets 20 carries?
That's true.
I like that play. Keon Coleman, like, we spent early this offseason me kind of going back and forth and like kind of going back on. I like him now, but I always was a hater.
What to say, yeah.
Kind of like the hater side's pulling back out, so maybe
the hater side is emerging.
But I mean, like the other guy that like
he was wide receiver 2, Keon Coleman, week 1, and then since then he's been 76, 69, 50, and 43. So
yeah,
not
so
fantastic.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's hear about the Red Rocket. Let's diagnose this here,
dude. Okay, let's start with the positive. Baker Mayfield's a dog.
He sure is.
Quarterback 3 on the year, and he's getting it done against good defenses, bad defenses. It doesn't matter.
My favorite thing about Baker Mayfield is most quarterbacks in the league are like, well, you know, it's my team, and I got to be humble, and I got to keep my head down and work. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield's just like F them kids.
Yeah.
Just, I'm going to murder everybody.
Just give it to me.
Yeah, I love it.
Another positive, Quinshon Judkins, you know, seemingly alleviated of all legal charges. So if he did nothing wrong, then
he's a
good for him.
Yeah.
If he was on a winning team, he'd be in like a top five running back. But obviously being on the Browns, who are not a good team, they can't just give him the ball 25 times a game. So, but a positive there. Outside of that, Trey McBride. Positive. Tight end 4 hasn't really done anything juicy. Is question for you. Is Trey McBride maybe just not a touchdown guy?
He could be. I mean, at 6'4", 246, you would think that you would be. But I mean, I don't know.
This is his fourth year in the league. Granted, the first year is kind of behind Zach Ertz. He only has 7 touchdowns in 4 years. For like a guy who's in the tight end 1 conversation.
Especially over the past 2 years, I would say Trey McBride's been. Yeah,
last year he had 2 and this year he has 1.
Yeah.
He might just not be a touchdown guy. So like he's still like getting PPR points, but he's not doing like 25 points or 30 points yet.
Right.
Like he's done a couple, but outside of that, I'm not gonna say there's a lot of positives this week. Bashaul Tootin is just solid in that RB2 spot. Last week, he had a good solid 2.1 points, and he's limited in practice this week.
Yeah.
We're rocking the bummiest bum wide receiver in Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, who? Get him out of the lineup, dude.
And another, dare I say, potential bust. Michael Penix hasn't really been it.
Yeah, he's the Drake London. The wide receiver 33. Yikes.
Like, I would have... Again, another guy that you were just like preseason top 7 locked. Get out of here, Scatabo. Like, seriously, get out of here. Yeah, the ref blew a whistle.
Yeah,
get
it.
The F out of here.
Goodness gracious.
Dude, Jackson Dart just high fived the referee. like the ref's like, oh my God.
So Gen Z.
I don't know how I feel about
this. I'd be willing to buy low on Drake London more than I would
other
receivers like Brian Thomas.
Right. So again, it's not very positive. Brock Bowers has not practiced this week. He's likely going to sit. He's currently in the starting lineup, but he's going to sit.
Yep.
Everybody's saying like his bone bruise is one that's going to get worse before it gets better. Needs actual time to heal. Otherwise, he's going to do like permanent, or maybe not permanent, but like could impact his playing ability later this year. So if you're Clayton, I think you'd rather just let him sit and get healthy. But then who are you going
to
throw in flex?
I would say you pivot to Luther Burden. You could pivot to Kamani Vidal. And drop like
Jalen Naylor,
Elijah Arroyo,
Jalen Noel.
Yeah, that seems like a easy call to make if you're Clayton. But
man, remember when I thought Caleb Johnson was going to be the guy in Pittsburgh, so I dropped Jalen Warren.
Yeah.
Okay, good times, man. Anyway, I'm taking Zach in this lineup. I think he's gonna. He does this. Zach is, he does this every year. He starts slow and then he just like freaking goes on a tear.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen again. And I think this week might kickstart it.
Yeah. I'm nervous when the Travion Henderson breakout game comes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're going to be rocking Breece Hall, Javonte Williams, and Travion Henderson. I'm taking Zach here too because I think the thing with Clayton's team is in order for him to be great, like we thought he'd be. He needed Trey McBride and Brock Bowers to be the tight end 1 and the tight end 2.
Yeah, to do it, to lock in a double-decker tight end stacker. Whopper,
double-decker tight end stacker.
You can't have these guys putting up 12 points a week.
He can't be wide receiver or tight end 5 and 3.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
You need 1-2 or else. Yeah.
Because there's no upside. There's not the week-to-week upside that there is with a wide receiver or a running back. Yep. So
if anybody, they need to get on the horse. So
yeah.
Both of us are picking Zach. Look at that, man. The Red Rocket, that was fun. That was fun when he was up there. That was
hey, great. I'm right there with you, buddy. Let's go get a drink.
All right. Let's move on to our next game. We'll pivot to the Battle of the Brothers, baby. I like that a lot. I'm going to trademark that. The Battle of the Brothers. It is your boy, Team Fairlife, coming to this one at 2-3, taking on Don and Njigbas and Paris also coming in at 2-3. As of right now, Sleeper giving your boy a 53% chance of victory. Tim, let's go ahead and run through Team Fairlife.
Well, you know it starts with Josh Allen. QB1. Monday Night Football, you know he likes to perform under the lights. Kyren Williams, he's in the This League Guarantee, so he's already scoring a touchdown against the poopy Baltimore Ravens team. Devon Achan, again, just getting peppered with targets. Doesn't matter that they can't run the ball last week, 10 for 16.
Yeah.
He's getting peppered with targets.
Sure is.
Calvin Ridley, a little bounce back. That's a little so nasty, but could, like, if any momentum can carry over, like, this guy was putting up single digits every week until last week.
He's playing the Raiders.
Headline,
right?
Is the Titans are planning on finding ways to use Calvin Ridley, your $100 million wide receiver.
Come on.
Granted, it is Brian Callahan, who now we see that all of the Bengals coaching staff are trash, and it doesn't matter. They're all absolutely useless, worthless, should not deserve to have NFL jobs because Joe Burrow is the only thing keeping them afloat, the only reason they had jobs, the only reason they're going to get jobs in the future, not worthy of being head coaches in the NFL. Sorry, Brian Callahan, Titans. Zach Taylor, Bengals, yeah. All right, anyway.
All right. That was your O-line minute.
Yeah, that was me venting. Yeah, we haven't talked since Burrow went down, and my hopes and dreams are dead. Yeah. So I had to get it out at some point.
Yeah, I got to celebrate the Colts for a little bit.
So yeah, we're rocking Michael Pittman. We're rocking Dalton Kincaid, the tight end, too.
It's crazy.
If he keeps up, this is what we thought Dalton Kincaid was going to be.
They thought they were.
So then you got a stack with Josh Allen, Dalton Kincaid. I mean, these Buffalo Bills are just carrying your freaking team.
I love
team.
Bills games.
Team Fairlife Bills. James Cook doing what he's been doing, running back 4 on the year. A little switch up in the flex 2 spot. A little injuries maybe was the cause of this, but Alvin Kamara, pretty consistent representative for Team Fairlife, getting benched for Najee Swift, DeAndre Swift.
Najee Swift, baby.
This man is putting up double digits. You know, he's been solid. On a week to week, he was RB 27, 23, 23, and 20. So maybe you're getting a good floor play in here against a team that, again, it's kind of feisty. So you might need a little balance there. So
that's fair. Let's move over to Don here. We welcome back Brock Purdy, hopefully. Maybe.
Do we?
This week. He missed on Thursday. So if not, going to have to pivot to, maybe Bryce Young against the Cowboys, Aaron Rodgers against a tough
team. I hate Bryce Young.
We'll see. The running backs. They're ugly, but they make it work. Tony Pollard, RB25 right now, but he also has never finished outside of running back, low end 3, running back 2. So, he's kind of that floor play you want. And then, of course, RB13, J.K. Dobbins. He scores for fun. Jackson Smith and Jigba and George Pickens at your wide receiver spots. You love to see that right now. Do you know what rating George Pickens is on the year ranking?
I do not.
It's a lot higher than I thought.
CeeDee Lamb's been out for 3 games, and I feel like he's scored in every game CeeDee's been out. So is he like 9? Did he break top 10?
Wide receiver 6.
Oh, wow.
Right. Pair that with a wide receiver 4, JSN. We know why Don is feisty right now, because he's got those guys cooking, along with what some people believe to be, he had the bye, then he got banged up, but Tucker Kraft expected to continue to just ball out here at the tight end spot. And then Terry McLaurin and Xavier Worthy, they're not particularly sexy, especially the Terry McLaurin side.
Yeah, he's doubtful.
But then also Xavier Worthy, somebody who I've never really personally been that high on. I've always kind of seen him as a gadget guy, but I understand if you're looking for the top target in a Patrick Mahomes offense. So those two guys are in there right now. If he has to pivot because they both have some injury designations right now, you have Chris Olave on the bench, who has been the wide receiver 23 in the most disgusting fashion. If you want to shoot for the stars, you can roll with a Alec Pierce, Hollywood Brown, maybe, if Xavier Worthy is out. So those are really your only, I would say, pivots there. If you really want to get crazy, he picked up, which, shout out, some good waiver wire activity, Jake Tongis of the 49ers. Since George Kittle's been out, he's been the tight end 7 and the tight end 9 on the year. Do you get into a little bit of the... Whopper, 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 whopper. Double decker, tight end stacker. Jake Tonjes, Tyler Kraft. That's a
yeah. If McLaurin's out, maybe you
that's
do.
A big boy burger right there. that is like a that's like a baconator.
It's like a triple beefy.
That's just a lot of beef.
There's a lot of
Tucker
beef.
Tucker Kraft and Jake Tonjes. Oh.
Arby's, it's right here.
Yeah, right. We got the meats. Don's team for real. Who are you taking in this game, Tim?
Dude, it's honestly it's tougher than you thought it would have been 5 weeks ago. But I just you know, I don't know that Purdy's playing. I don't know that McLaurin's playing. So I'm gonna take Chris and the Buffalo Bills against Atlanta. The only thing I will say, you know, watch out for Tucker Kraft because the Bengals are awful against tight ends.
He's going to be.
So he's probably going to score a touchdown.
He could eat me alive. I'm going to take me as well. Not super confident, but hey, let's keep the boys going. Two more matchups this week before we wrap it up. Our next one is Mount Passmore and Steven coming into this one at 3-2, taking on Team Uninspired Youth and Anthony. Also coming to this one at 3-2. As of right now, Sleeper giving Anthony a 60% chance of victory. And then we will run through Steven's side of the ball here real quick. Justin Herbert at the Miami Dolphins. You like that matchup a lot. Pair that with Jonathan Taylor and Ashton Jeanty. Ashton Jeanty, he's somehow the RB12, but he really doesn't feel like it
at all.
I know.
Feels more like, you know, 18 to 22.
Yeah, but hey, he's getting it done. And when you have Jonathan Taylor there, you have a chance any week. And then we kind of start getting into where we're starting to sputter a little bit on the wide receiver range. Jacoby Myers, Khalil Shakir, DK Metcalf are the receivers representing Mount Passmore right now.
Sure.
Yeah,
be good flexes like, on a lot of teams.
All right. Yeah. It's not going to kill
you. I'd take him.
That's fair. And then maybe the biggest, especially in redraft, but when you take into account somebody that's played every game, he's been getting the work.
Yeah.
Chase Brown.
Doesn't look
running
like
back it. 32 right now.
This is what I thought Chase Brown was when we drafted him.
So he just hasn't looked good, or is it just the Bengals?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. But even when he does get like his one a game seam, it doesn't look explosive like he did last year. I don't know if. I mean, if you're just sad and depressed living in Cincinnati right now, like, how could you be explosive? So I get it, but.
That's fair. So, really, the only thing if you are on the bench for Steven, I'm sure T. Higgins is on the bench right now. I think that's where he has to stay, unfortunately.
Gotta wait and see.
And then Jordan Addison on bye.
Yeah, that's tough.
He's had a solid start since he's come back, but maybe that's why Steven's receivers aren't as strong as they usually are.
Yep.
Let's move to Anthony's team here.
So Team Uninspired Youth, you know what it is usually. However, in this lineup, we've only got one of the four horsemen.
Wow. What is his identity?
We are starting Matt Stafford
at
Baltimore.
I lost my identity.
Which, great. Baltimore sucks.
Stafford's been boogieing, bro.
Good play. Christian McCaffrey, RB1. Whoop-dee-freaking-doo. Against Tampa Bay, so they're not going to run it very well against Vita Vea. Literally nobody runs it well against Tampa Bay, but he's going to get, like you said, 15
catches.
Yeah,
it's fine. Yeah, he'll just catch the ball 16 times.
Rashad White, the RB dominator in the backfield in Tampa Bay with no Bucky Irving. Stephon Diggs, we talked about it. Maybe a little bit of a breakout last week, 10 for 146. Prior week was 6 for 101, so like maybe he's kind of feeling himself.
Yeah, he's really been turning it on, I think.
Zay Flowers? No Lamar.
The opposite of Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. Started hot and has been, I don't know how I would feel about it. Like, would you, like, I don't know. It's hard to talk, right? This is our league.
And these are our guys listening. Anthony's backed into starting.
Yeah. I don't know. I still don't think like he would fetch much like in the market or anything because he's just big unknowns.
A trade for Zay Flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this? Year three?
Four?
Year four?
Three or four. Oh, this is three.
It's year three. It's like you've been the wide receiver one on a team for probably since you've been drafted, right? I mean, he hasn't really played with any other stud receiver in his career. that I can think of. I mean, the old receiver du jour that the Ravens always sign up.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins, Odell, OBJ.
Yeah, whoever. Yeah. So it's like the fact that he's never finished. I mean, has he ever finished inside? Definitely not inside the top 12.
No. He finished 25 last year in PPR.
Yeah.
31 the year prior. Currently 17th.
But so it's like he's young and talented, but it's like.
He's how I feel. Like,
you have the best situation you could possibly have.
I'm just now kind of drawing this comparison, but like when I took Brandon Ayuk in our rookie draft, he was a guy, you know, fell under a great situation. I thought he had all the talent in the world. You could argue that, say, Flowers, great situation's got all the talent in the world. But like being wide receiver 30,
yeah,
like come on, you got to either break out or you are just what you are.
Yeah, like if the Ravens would have drafted like Emeka Ibuka, it's over. You know,
yeah.
Like any receiver that comes in is probably going to be considered the wide receiver.
Like Zay Flowers is not going to be one of the four horsemen of his team. So,
right.
Darren Waller comes off the freaking waiver wire.
Throw him in, just baby.
Rocking. Like, man, I drafted Darren Waller way back in the day. I dropped him like 3 years ago.
Yeah, right.
So this is just crazy to see.
So funny.
Dude, Wandale Robinson's like a little pinball. He's so small out there. What a resurgence for Darren Waller. You got to be somewhat happy for him.
Oh, yeah.
Flex looks good, as always, for Anthony. Keenan Allen just gets it done. Wide receiver 14 on the year. And Rico Dowdle.
Yeah.
Did what he did last week. Gets the horrible Dallas defense. So
it's like, I feel bad for me, Steven, and Zach, because right now we are facing like the perfect storm of an Anthony team. Where you get Rashad White and Rico Dowdle.
Little Jordan Humphrey.
Yeah, right.
He's out there. Yeah.
Did we confirm that's Little Jordan Humphrey?
It is. It is Little Jordan Humphrey.
So. You, sir, are a fair life team. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm taking Anthony. It's pretty clear for me.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to take Anthony. Super exciting. Expect Anthony to continue trucking. Rashad White, Rico Dowdle, like I said, it's really fallen into his lap at a good time of the year. You have two absolute workhorses. Enjoy it while you can, sir. One final game to cover, which makes that our game of the week. And it is between the defending champion, Stretch and Walker. I hardly know we're coming into this one at 2-3, taking on the wagon of this league for this season thus far. It's Hayden and Tua, Infinity, and Bijan. At the current time, Sleeper giving Hayden a 68% chance of victory. Stretch having Devontae Smith played. We still have a little bit of the third quarter left. Still have about an entire quarter of football to go. This game seems to be going really slowly.
It really does.
Anyway, Devontae Smith currently 2-for-24 with 4 points. And the Eagles defense getting chopped up by Jackson Dart right now. They're down to 3 points. They might be a little concerning about getting negative here. If it keeps going the way it is. But, yeah, I can cover Stretch here as, again, Jackson Dart just tearing up this Eagles defense. We have Drake May in over Kyler Murray, who probably won't play. So, Drake May, I'm curious, real quick, are you, like, a Drake May believer, as in, like, he's arrived, he's the next Josh Allen, like, he's the stuff?
I'm a Drake May believer for fantasy in terms of, like, I think he's a fringe quarterback one. I don't think he's yet been like a, wow, this guy could be top five. Yeah. Like, he could use another weapon. Like Steph Diggs has been good.
Booty's not going to cut it.
Yeah, I thought after week one, maybe, but $51 a fab later, and he's not even cracking my lineup this week, right. If that tells you anything. Yeah, so,
fine. Yeah, that does tell you something. All right. With Stretch, I mean, a lot of...
And Jackson Dart is down.
Oh.
He's just so reckless running around out here.
All his TikTok dances. Oh, man.
Looks like it might just be like a bruise. Like, he's kind of got hit weird.
Yeah, the trainers are out. We'll keep an eye on that. Russell Wilson warming up on the sideline.
Woo-wee.
All right. But for Stretch, a lot of the common folks, Josh Jacobs.
Dog.
Kenneth Walker. Both have pretty solid matchups. Like I said, we got Devontae Smith in right there, being a little underwhelming, but we have Garrett Wilson maybe being covered by Pat Surtain.
Yeah,
and then Courtland Sutton and Devontae Adams rounding out the flex. You love those flexes. That's a healthy flex spot.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams, Courtland Sutton, and then Tyler Warren, baby. Tight end number three, Tyler Warren. I'm so sad I didn't take him in our draft.
How did we let Stretch get this guy?
I don't know.
He needed a tight end.
And he got a tight
end. He had like the one tight
end. So dumb. Stretch is
dumb. How did all y'all let him freaking do this?
Stretch is dumb. You're looking at the bench for Stretch. He currently has a 7-for-64 and one touchdown. Dallas Goedert chilling down there on his bench. But I don't think you start him over Tyler Warren, so don't hate him too much for that. You know, you have a David Montgomery down there who's just messing around and being the RB16, exactly where we expected him to be, and that's not even sarcasm. That's just David Montgomery in a nutshell. So, you know, if for whatever reason somebody can't play or something like that, I think David Montgomery would be a really solid pivot option. But other than that, you know, I think his lineup pretty much sets itself.
I'd agree. On Hayden's side, we've talked these guys up. Pat Mahomes against Detroit should be able to throw the ball, should be able to move, score some points. They're favored somehow. Yeah, Bijan Robinson,
oh,
RB7.
Oh, God.
Bijan's just like, you want more. But again, it's Penix is just not.
He's like Christian McCaffrey on a worse offense.
Yeah, exactly. Penix is holding him back.
Yeah. Like,
and their O-line's been banged up this year, so Bijan. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to score a touchdown against Kansas City. Puka Nacua is going to get 100 yards and 10, 12 catches against Baltimore and probably score a touchdown. Jalen Waddle's probably going to score a touchdown. He looks like electric without Tyreek Hill. Obviously still like gets hurt every other play, so there's big injury risk there. And then tight end one, Jake Ferguson.
How did we get here?
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, right. Okay,
buddy. Wide receiver 8, Quentin Johnston sitting in the flex alongside Deebo Samuel, who, again, benefits from Terry McLaurin not being there, but Debo's looking to have a pretty resurgent bounce-back year.
How the hell? I just saw this. He's wide receiver 7?
Yeah.
What?
Points 22, 17, 4, 19, 23.
That's the biggest shock I've had all day. I had no idea Deebo Samuel was the wide receiver 7.
This man played 15 games last year.
What?
And was the wide receiver 44. World. Wide receiver 44.
I thought he was fat.
Maybe he just needed a little extra chunk.
I thought he came in looking hefty. Maybe, yeah, to your point, that's what he needed. Wow. I had no idea. This is the excellent quarterback or the excellent fantasy analysis you come for.
Yeah. So, you know, not a ton of decisions to make for Hayden. ETN's looking solid, but I don't know that he cracks that lineup. Same with Derrick Henry. At this point, you're just happy to plop him on the bench until Lamar comes back and see if the Ravens can do anything later in the year. But right now, it just does not look good. So I'm going to take Hayden. I think he's got the guys. Nobody's really banged up. Nobody's on bye. Like, he's got his guys. So I'm going to take Hayden to stay undefeated.
I want to take Anthony. I really do. All right, Anthony, Stretch.
Russell Wilson fires one into the dirt.
Nice. The Colts could have 30 points on defense against the Cardinals this week. Oh, have we picked the same people every game? I think we have.
Probably.
I'm going to go with Stretch.
There you go.
Nasty. This feels gross. I'm going to go with Stretch. I'm picking Stretch just for a little bit of differentiation there. And ladies and gentlemen, that was your week 6 preview, baby. Like I said, dog days of fantasy are here, man. 2-3, 3-3, 4-3. Just, it's really nasty. Everybody is in, kind of to Tim's point, everybody's kind of in the same mold right now. But that makes for good fantasy, man. Just can't take a week off, and you just got to fight for all your wins. So let's go ahead and get out of here. As always, mash that like button, give us 5 stars, whatever platform you're going on. We'd appreciate any support you can give us. And of course, you can always share us with your friends. Leave a happy comment or a bad comment if you give us constructive criticism. We're open to both. And as always, just yak that like button. Just mash it, stomp it, put it in the ground.
Crush it.
We have nobody here to tell us
otherwise. Pour some concrete over
it.
That's
right.
Dig some rebar through it.
Boom.
Set it in there for forever.
Yeah.
Hit it with a monster truck.
Here, I'll even get the bell for you. Just beat the crap out of it.
Yeah.
12 rounds, don't stop. That like button. we'd appreciate it.
That's right.
All right, Tim. Any song to sing us out this week? I don't even. I mean, we have this song ready to go. Knock on wood.
Yep.
No, I don't even feel good playing that. That's not going to sign us off about a Travis Kelce's private part. So we'll just sign off like this. Thanks for hanging out with me this week, Tim.
It's good to be back.
Got a pot out. Fantasy football's here. Love you guys. I'm signing off. Peace.
That's my thing I say.
Gone get. That's what you guys say. Gone get.
That's Aaron. Bye.
Miss you, Aaron.
Safe to say I'm the biggest, the largest. Been stepping up since my mama stayed in them apartments. Regardless, my daddy told me keep the heat even when I'm in foreigns. I'm heartless, cause these niggas is hating on me just because I'm the biggest, the largest, the biggest, the largest. 30K on my riches for hard times. These niggas just mad cause they in my archives. Jordan came back, throw the 4-5. If you play, then you lay right there by your own kind. Hold up a 4 with a loco.
Breeze Lightning. Zach,
Breeze,
you've
go,
that's the best one. I love Grease. Zach wins.
Nice. Breeze Lightning.